Checking the recording. Yes, I am. Perfect. So, I think I'm gonna be bundling this with the last Cooking with Nightfawn that I recorded, but I never ended up uploading. I think that one was huge though, so I don't know. Maybe this one is just gonna go up separately and in like a post with that other one, so you don't have to listen to one long continuous stream. Or maybe you do want that. Maybe I'll do two versions. One where this is separate and one where they're together. Today I'm making banana bread. I'm making Jim Bob's banana bread. I have the recipe right here. So far I just have the bananas and the sugar in front of me. I'm really tempted to like eat one of the like chunks of sugar. I know I shouldn't do that, but they're like a huge chunk of sugar. I don't know. Is that like ASMR-y? Oh, I shouldn't do this. I've always wanted to do this. It's brown sugar. It should be better for you than like white sugar. Oh. This is terrible. You're all gonna be like, eh, Nightfawn's a child. I'm doing it. What? I dropped it. It's like crumbling in my fingers. I don't even know if that picked up the sound of it or not. Okay, so three overripe bananas, which I have right here. Actually, I have more than three, so I'm probably gonna end up eating the rest. But they're super squishy and brown, just like Jim Bob wanted. So I don't squish them too much, I'm just gonna cut the peels off them. Ew, so squishy! There's one. Where's another really brown one? Okay, these are really, like, super brown. And then that one right there is not, like, super overripe. So maybe I'll just eat that one. Maybe this is just an excuse for me to eat more bananas. I don't know. I just like sweets. But I don't get to eat sweets super often. So I never think to get them. I always get, like, whenever I'm out and I see things, like, sweet stuff that I want to get, I hear my mom's voice in the back of my head, like, what are you, a child? Why are you buying that? That's two bananas. And let's do this one. Or which one's the softest one? Are you soft? You're pretty brown. Are you super soft? Ooh, you're pretty soft too, but maybe I'll do you. Yes. Good. Ooh. I don't think I'm gonna end up pureeing apples for this because I kind of want to make a separate fruit type cake. I'm just gonna eat this other one. A separate fruit type cake that just has like apples in it. I made it last time and it was so super good. And I got it the idea, or at least the idea to do it, because I went to Farm Boy. I went to Farm Boy and they had like a, it was like a cake, but they had like pan cooked it, and it had apples and raisins, and they were super yummy. This banana is so sweet. I need one egg, 1.5 cups of flour, 1/4 cup melted butter, salt. So I'm gonna go get the butter and the egg. Perfect, because I need the butter for that other cake anyway. So it wants 1 cup of sugar. So I should mash these bananas first and then add the sugar in it. Give it me a fork. Oh yes, so squishy. So squishy. Blech. So the trick with fruit type cakes, I guess they're not really, that's not the technical term for them, but that's what they are in my head, is to do it, well, because I learned the method to do them as muffins, so carrot cake muffins and banana bread muffins, and you're always supposed to combine your wet ingredients first, and wet ingredients includes your, sugar, and then sift your dry ingredients together, and then combine them together. So there's my bananas all mashed, and then one more trick to having good banana bread is to make sure that you only just incorporate your mix together. Is it really 1 cup sugar? That seems like excessive, but oh well. It's Jim Bob's family recipe. I'm gonna follow it. That's a lot of sugar. Unless I'm using brown sugar, I guess it's not as sweet, but damn, son. That's a lot of sugar. Holy shit. Are you catching this asthma? I'm also not recording in stereo today. Why? I don't really know. I think I just forgot to set my mic to stereo. So hopefully I can be forgiven for that. I think I'm recording on mono. Oh jeez. Okay. That is a lot. I just had a taste of the sugar and banana mixed together, and it's like, oh my god, it looks like candy. God, okay, fine. Stop eating the sugar and banana mix when you have like a full-on banana you could have been eating right there. Oh my god. This is so terrible. Okay. So I need to melt 1/4 cup of butter. I think what I'm gonna end up doing is get this pan here, which I'm gonna be making the other cake on. Put it on the stove here. Just melt my butter on that. Get it all nice and hot and ready while I mix the rest of this together. Turn my music down a little bit and get my egg in. It's one egg, right? Yes, one egg. I'm following this recipe, Jim Bob. Boobers. Jim Boobs. Jim Blob. Ooh, gross. My egg feels so gross on my fingers. Okay. In the green bin that goes. Wash my fingers off. Throw all my banana peels into the compost bin. I have one more banana for me to consume. I also want a pear. I want to eat a pear. I have a pear on the fridge that I've been side-eyeing, but never gotten around to eating. Okay, so I'm going to mix this egg in, break the yolk, beat it a little bit into the mix. Pan is warm. I'm gonna turn it down so I don't burn the butter. Come on, fork, stay up. You can do this. Nope, it's just gonna die on me. If you're gonna soak all the way in the mixture, just do it now. Okay, there's butter, except it's not actual butter, it's margarine. Sorry, Jimbo. We didn't have any actual butter in the house. And I just got out and bought 2 packages of the margarine, so I didn't want to let it go to waste. I can hear him in my head right now, like, Fawn, that was terrible. Why would you do that? Yeah, because that's what Jimbo actually sounds like. I'm gonna scrape the butter. Or butter, quote unquote, onto off the plastic cover thing. Oh, it's sizzling. It shouldn't be sizzling. I don't think so. Maybe I'll just turn the pan off completely because it's like hot now. And then let me just get the rest of this into there. If I end up making brown butter, I won't really be too mad about it because I like using brown butter and stuff anyway. Well, brown butter, quote unquote. But, so a little bit more to make a quarter cup. It says quarter cup, right? Yes, a quarter cup. It's not like I just added in little by little to the mix to make sure it's not cooking my egg. Okay, I'm gonna add little by little. Make sure it's not cooking the egg mixture. Oh, I cut my finger a little bit there. Well, I guess I know it's not like hot because it didn't just like burn my finger to smithereens. Incorporate it little by little. Good. Put it down gently so I don't deafen you guys. Okay, so melted butter, egg, sugar, bananas are in. Now I need the salt, the baking soda, and the flour. I need a separate bowl for that. I don't know why I said it like that. That was really weird. Fine, why are you this way? I'm gonna accidentally call myself that, like, my day-to-day. I'm gonna accidentally be like, oh, Fawn. Someone's gonna be like, who's Fawn? And I'll be like, you. Okay, flour. I have my sieve. I'm gonna take a cup and a half. So, take my measuring cup. Put in one cup. Put in half a cup. So it says 1 tea of soda. I'm gonna assume that means teaspoon. You know, sometimes things are up for interpretation. 1 teaspoon. Where is my teaspoon? There is my teaspoon. Where's my baking soda? Oh god, my cupboard's a mess. All over again. Oh, there it is. Guess it's not that much of a mess. Oh, I wish I'd gotten walnuts. Last time I did this, last time I made banana bread, which is so long ago, now that I'm thinking about it. Level off my spoon here. Last time I did that, I candied my own walnuts. Oh, you know what I might add, which Jim Bob might get really angry about? I have banana extract. I don't know if, like, it really needs it, but I feel like it might give it that oomph. I feel like it might be looking for. I'm gonna put a little bit. I'm gonna put... After I put my half a teaspoon of salt in... God, I can hear you yelling at me right now. Just, like, in my head. Like, stop it, Fawn! Don't do it! I wish also that I had vanilla extract, because that'd be really nice too. But the last time, yeah, that I did this, I ended up adding, I candied my own walnuts, I added like dried fruits, I added applesauce, homemade applesauce, I added citrus, I added orange juice and some orange zest into it, and it was lit. That was some of the best banana bread I'd ever had. And I miss it, and I wish I could remember everything that I added in, but I don't. So we're gonna make do with what we have, which are 2 packages of raisins for whatever reason. Sultanas for you weird peepolas. I'm just gonna sift my flour, get it all nice and aerated. I added my salt and my baking soda to this. When I add it to my bowl with the stuff in it, with my wet ingredients in it, I'm going to sift it one more time. Actually, I'm gonna mix it right now one more time because I added that banana extract, and I can hear Jim Bob yelling at me right now. You're not following my family's exact recipe. I'm so sorry. It smells like amazing. Oh, it smells so nice. I'm gonna add my dry ingredients. Come on. All of it. Every last bit. Come on. There we go. Good job. Okay. Get it all nice and aerated. So it's all nice and fluffy. And then, again, the trick to good and fluffy banana bread, you have to just have fully incorporated it. So I'm going to take my spatula, my little silicone spatula, and just do more of a folding motion than I am a mixing motion. So I wanted to just incorporate it. Don't worry about any lumps of flour, because if you over mix it, that's when it gets all tough and you get tunnels. So tunnels are those little, it's pretty self-explanatory. They're just air bubbles, little tunnels in your banana bread. So I'm at about halfway, I'd say, of the mixing process. And this is where I'm going to add my raisins. Make sure that they're still okay. I don't know about this plastic bag of raisins, actually. I might throw those away. Because I feel like the bag is kind of sticky, and that just doesn't sit well with me. And I don't want to jeopardize Jim Bob's banana bread, so I'm just going to add this one in the hard container. That goes in. You know what I might do is I might crush some almonds and put it in this. Yeah, I'm gonna do that really quickly right now, because I have some almonds that I've been meaning to use up, but I haven't found a good reason to yet. So put this here. Get my almonds. I haven't fully incorporated my stuff anyway, so that's fine. There's a part of me telling myself to put cinnamon in it. I hate cinnamon, and I would have really only done it for the parental unit's sake, so I'm not gonna do that because I want to be able to eat this banana bread. And it'll bake for about an hour at 325 degrees. So I'm gonna get this all nice and closed. Come on, what are you doing? My thing isn't cooperating with me. I wish it would. What the hell is wrong with it? Okay, so that thing's in fine. What's the issue here? I guess nothing really. It's not even really turning on. Did the parental unit break my grinder? Hold on, let's try emptying it out and seeing what the issue here is. Okay, so that's how that goes. That's fine, right? Maybe I just put too much in it? Ooh, that's gonna hurt your ears, isn't it? Yeah, I'm gonna pause this audio. And we're back! So I'm just going to now mix this together so it's just incorporated, like I was saying. I've added my pulverized almonds. Oh, and it smells so good. Okay. I think this is a good point to stop it. I'm going to grab my container. Amazing. So I'm just now going to have to put parchment paper on it and we're good. Assuming that we still have parchment paper. If not, I'll have to butter and flour my tin, which is not a problem. But we do have parchment paper, thank goodness. I'm just gonna cut it really quickly. And I never use the jagged edge of these packages because it never works out for me. I always just end up using scissors anyway, so for the sake of my sanity, I don't even try anymore. And besides, it sounds all nice and ASMR-y. Jim Bob hates that term, ASMR-y on the mic anyway, when I use scissors. So put my kettle aside for now. I need more counter space, man. I don't even live in like one of those tiny Japanese homes, but I feel like I do. It's because I'm such a mess. So, the way I like to do my parchment paper is I like to get nice and big, lay it down on the counter with my container on top of it so I can cut edges and see sort of where I want my edges to fold. Because you can never get these things like completely right. But at least make an approximation of it. What I'm really in the mood for right now is to rewatch Evil Within 2 series all over again. I watched like a bunch of different people play it. I've even watched like Markiplier play it, which I can only take in small doses for the most part. I like watching them like with no audio, with no like commentary. But sometimes I'll watch it like with commentary. I don't know. Sometimes I'll do it. You know, everybody and their mother loves Markiplier, which I can respect. He's worked hard for what he's got. I think he's got another Choose Your Own Adventure coming out, which, hey-ho, I do too. They're completely different concepts now, though, which is funny. The first time round, I ended up taking inspiration from the title, from his title. A Date with Markiplier, which, if you didn't know already, my Choose Your Own Adventure was called A Date with Nightbot. And there, I just put the lining in, and it's lined up so well. And if you have an issue with your parchment paper not fully sticking, you can take a little bit of your batter, just a little bit, you don't want to be wasteful. Stick it to your container. Stick it to your container and your parchment paper will stick to it. And then it just cleans off nice and easy in the wash because it's, you know, it's your batter. So tips and baking tricks with Nightfawn. Maybe that's the next Choose Your Own Adventure. For those who are paying attention, do you know what the theme for my next Choose Your Own Adventure will be? For those of you paying attention to my subreddit. And of course it doesn't count if you're like writing in it, obviously. So I know some of you are writing in it. But for those of you that don't know and aren't writing in it, what do you think it will be? Let me know in the comments. I don't know if you will, because people barely comment. Which is fine. Like, it's A-okay. Patreon is here for whatever you wish to do with it. So, that's all bueno and such. That is that on the container. I preheated my oven before I even started recording, so it's all nice and preheated. You've probably heard it turning off and on, just getting itself all hot and bothered, but that is a-okay. So I'm gonna turn the recording off for a second so I can what I like to do is lift up the container and slam it down on the counter a couple times to get rid of air pockets. So I'll do that now, and I'll come back in just a couple seconds. And we're back! And I'm pretty sure my Tascam thought I was going crazy. But we're gonna put this in the oven now. Oh, it's gonna be so tasty. Timer for an hour. I do wish I'd put almonds on top of it, but oh well. Maybe I should have put like brown sugar on top. No, maybe not. There's already a lot of sugar in it, so it should be fine. Now I think I'm gonna start on that flour cake thing. And keep in mind, I don't actually have a recipe for it. I'm just kind of doing my own thing. In terms of what I think goes into it, I think I have a pretty good idea of what it goes into it. I just need to put it all into action. I'm gonna go grab my apples. I'm gonna throw this out. This is my raisin that I don't fully trust. I'm gonna throw away this plastic liner that was in my margarine, my butter, quote unquote. Ooh, eat the last of this banana. This container out. These containers in the sink. I'm gonna have a lot of washing up to do, which is no fun. Get my little cutting board friend out. One more banana for eating later. Have my sugar. Don't need a can opener. I had that here for when I opened another can of tomato juice. Surprise, surprise. I might need that spoon. Had two apples left, and I brought out a pear just for me to snack on. Because, you know, that's how I do. I'm just gonna wash this really quickly, which means I need to get some of this stuff out of the sink because it's overflowing. I wish I'd gotten a lav mic actually. That's another thing I should invest in. God, this whole hobby thing. I don't really need it, but I feel like it might make audio is like this a lot easier for you guys, because I don't know, does it sound good as it is, like, out in the open like this? I know some people have said that it feels like they're just talking to a friend, which is nice, but I don't know. There's always improvements to be made. So, I don't know, maybe you think this is all fine. I'm actually going to cut a piece of my pear now, because just seeing it made my mouth water. It's so juicy. It's also occurred to me that, maybe this whole me sleeping too much thing has also been brought on because I'm severely dehydrated, which is very much plausible. Reminds me I should take a drink of water. I don't know why that felt so relaxing to me, but I think it, there's something about eating a pear that just feels like healing. Probably because I used to get pears. My grandmother used to buy pears all the time whenever I get sick, because they're super juicy and super good for you. So when you feel like too weak to drink water, it's a good way to get some moisture into your body. I'm just gonna mince these apples. And like I said, I don't really have a set recipe that I'm following for this, but I pulled it off once and I thought I was very successful with it. Tasted really good in my opinion. I might add less sugar to it this time around because last time I added like way too much. And I ended up adding a lot of oatmeal, like oats to it, to balance it out and soak up some of the sugars, which I don't want to add any oats to it this time around. So that's why I don't really want to add too much sugar to it. I thought that it was tasty, but it just, something felt off because the texture felt off because I'd added like oats to it, but it was still good. It ended up being like an oat cake, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. It was tasty, like I said, but just not what I was looking for at the time. Certainly not what I'm looking for now. I think, oh, what time is it? It's 8:27 right now. I'm gonna bang this out, get this audio out, get something all edited for tomorrow, so that tomorrow I don't feel as pressured, so I can just go to the gym, which I've been meaning to do for a while. I haven't been in a little bit, and not that I'm really shaming anybody who hasn't gone to the gym or doesn't really go to the gym, but it makes me feel good, and it helps me manage my trigger warning depression. It's been a lot worse as of late, and I think that's partly because I'm doing this thing where I'm staying indoors a whole lot now and I'm not getting my whole like vitamin D intake. Vitamin D. I fully know that I should go out and like take walks and stuff like that, and I just don't. I don't feel like, maybe it's because I wasn't raised really in a culture where I should be taking walks, because I was raised to be afraid of the outdoors because someone might kidnap me. Living in a third world country kind of does that to you. I wasn't really encouraged to play outside or anything like that, which I feel like has impacted me now in the future. I really want to get out of it. I really want to get into a mindset of like, Oh, you feel down? You should go for a walk. Get your thoughts to yourself a little bit, but it's not my first instinct, really. And whenever I think about it, it ends up being too late and it's all like dark out and then it's even scarier to go out, so what can you do? What can you do? I'm actually going to turn my pan on now so it starts. Getting the apples all nice and caramelized and juicy. Or, not juicy, it gets all the juices out of the apples. Burp. I'm gonna cut another piece of my pear here so I can eat it. Mmm. It's so good. The only thing is, I don't understand why people cook pears. I don't. Well, at least, I didn't until I tasted, like, not Asian pears, because they're so dry. Asian pears are so juicy, but they're so expensive, so I don't get them very often. They're on sale the other day. I bought so much. I'm on my last two, and I'm so sad. To anyone who's listening to this and is currently going through some shit, I hope that this provides a little bit of a getaway, some time away from your daily life. I guess that's pretty much why I try to keep like stressful topics like politics off the server, not because I like hurt politics or whatever, but I feel like this place is sort of a way for you to get away. I know it's a way that I've been using to get away from my day-to-day, and I've really enjoyed the escapism. So I feel like I've mentioned this like 100 times in the past, but if this serves that purpose for you as well, then I'm glad. Ignore the world together and ignore our problems together. This might actually end up going up way before that first one I recorded, because I still have to listen through it to see if there's anything I should fix or tackle. I don't really think there is. But it's better to be safe than sorry. I'm just going to turn my heat down on this. I think I might edit that Venom one next. I know there's some other things that are more pertinent, but I've been really thinking about the Venom one a lot. I'm thinking about how fun it will be to edit it. Maybe I'll be selfish and just do that one first. My apple is all nice and mixed up for now. Pear is so tasty, oh my gosh. I just need to get butter in this. My style of cooking, I feel, is so super relaxed. But I think it stresses some people out. Because they're like, oh my god, shouldn't be doing this, shouldn't be doing that. Not that anybody on Patreon's really said anything like that. It's more people in my, like, my real life. What a funny phrase that is, like, in real life. I almost feel like, at this point, audios are my real life. And, like, I kind of just have to, like, play pretend in my day to day instead, because I'm pretending to be a regular human being and not this like huge degenerate. I don't know. I feel like people I've met on the internet have been way more accepting. Which I'm not saying that my friends haven't been accepting, at least the friends that I've told about audio porn. I think I've said it before, or maybe I didn't talk about it. Oh, I'm pretty sure I talked about it in that other recording that I didn't put up, the other Cooking with Night Fawn that I didn't put up. But I don't know if that's coming before this or if that comes before this. My friend recently told me that she's doing, like, she's in this spa. Well, first of all, she told me and this other girl that she's working at this spa. So you're like, okay, so you're what, like, a masseuse? She's like, no, I'm a receptionist. We're like, okay. And then after a couple drinks, I think it was a couple drinks, or maybe she wasn't drinking. No, it was on the train there, so she wasn't drinking because reasons. I don't know why she wasn't drinking. It was me and the other girl who were drinking, which is funny because she's the one that gave us that whole revelation. But she's like, yeah, like, I'm not actually a masseuse. I get people off for a living. And I was like, oh, like having sex with them. She was like, no. Like, and what does she call it? Basically, it's one of those happy ending spas. A tug and rub, I think is what she called it. And I think that's what I called it in my other audio. Because I never really had, like, a phrase for it in my head. I just knew somewhat in the back of my mind that those places existed. And I was so open about it. I was like, it's no big deal. Like, if I can do this, then anyone can do anything, really. As long as it's, like, not hurting anybody in the process. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever your grind is, I respect it. You gotta do what you gotta do. And so she told us about that, and I was like, well, that's fine. And she was still looking so uncomfortable. So I ended up blurting out, like, I do audio porn, and, like, this train, which I think the sounds were drowned out, and there was nobody really on it anyway to begin with. And we were on our way to a baseball game, and, my other friend and I were, like, on vodka. And she was like, what, really, like, making money off that? I was like, yeah, I am. So you don't have to feel bad or, like, terrible about the sexual industry that you're in, because I'm in one too. It was a nice moment of, like, we accept each other and we're not judging each other. Whereas this one friend of mine that I told about, told it to, I guess she's, I don't know, she's more of a coworker than she's a friend. She's like a work friend. And I know you're like, fuck, like, why are you telling people at work? Like, I know she never, like, docks me. But she was feeling really down. She was having issues with her baby father. So they're not, like, married, but they have a kid. They actually have two kids now, which is really cute and really adorable, and I love them forever. She's like, oh, we're having issues, and, like, I just feel, like, neglected. And I was like, that's an issue. Like, you should never feel neglected in your relationship. And I was like, you've been talking to each other, da-da-da. Like, communication is key, really, in a relationship. Like, if you're not talking, then, like, are you actually in a relationship, or are you just two strangers functioning in the same space? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how people grow apart, and that's how relationships end, is the lack of communication. If you don't understand each other, then that's it. There's not really a connection there, is it? And I feel like a lot of people don't get that. And I feel like a lot of people think that relationships are just, what, like this happily ever after at the end of a rainbow. But it's a lot of work and a lot of communication and a lot of time and a lot of compromise and being adults and working with each other. Like, I'm not saying it's a job, but you kind of have to treat it like one where the other person is so super important, but you're not going to be heavily reliant on them because in the end, they're not your parent. Like, they're your equal, your partner. So, anyway, don't mind my tangent. Yeah, so this person was like, I'm not happy in my relationship, and I was like, what's the issue? It's like, well, we're not really intimate that much anymore. And after that whole conversation about, like, communication, I was like, hey, like, if you're also not, like, being intimate with yourself, it's also kind of hard. And I'm not saying, like, masturbation is, like, something that you should do, like, you're required to do, but it's nice. Like, it's some, to some extent, it is kind of like self-care. And if it's not your thing, then that's okay. But if it is your thing, then, like, it's good. It's nice. I haven't met anyone that's been like, oh, masturbation is terrible, I hate it. I don't know. Maybe there are some asexuals out there who will agree with the statement that masturbation is terrible. But even my asexual friend has been like, no, it's great. I like touching myself. I was like, it's great. It's great. It's fun to touch yourself, guys. I don't know why we're in this space where, well, I guess I do know why. There's a couple different reasons why people look down upon touching yourself and masturbation and stuff like that, which is terrible. Like, you're not hurting anyone. Unless you are, like, you get off on, like, hurting people non-consensually, I don't know. But even then, like, if you're doing it in your mind, fine, whatever. Don't tell anyone I said that, oh god. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, and so I was like, are you touching yourself? And he was like, no, not really. And I was like, well, she's just like, porn is just weird now. And I was like, I get that. Some porn is just really weird. So I was like, well, if you want to give it a try, I know there's this stuff called audio porn. And I was like, you can give it a try, see if it's for you. If it's not, that's fine. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people are weirded out by the whole, like, first-person thing, the POV, like, being the person in the porn. That's fair. So, there was that. And she was like, how do you find out about this stuff? And that's where I was like, oh, because I do it. I was like, because I record this stuff as well, and people listen to it, and people like it, and I like doing it, and I like listening to it, and it's just a really nice thing altogether that I like the act of listening to it, I like recording it, you know what, it's just great altogether. And she was like, really? Like, she just couldn't, like, get it in her mind that this was something I did. Which is fair. Because in my day-to-day, I'm pretty quiet. And I don't, like, I'm pretty nerdy. So, no. I'm not, like, super innocent and cute. Which I kind of wish I was. I kind of envy people with that persona.
I know.
But
I laid all my cards out on the table. She couldn't understand and wrap her mind around it. So we listened to a couple of my audios. God, this is so weird. And we listened to a couple other people's audios. So we listened to mine first because she couldn't even, like, understand, like, me doing it. So it's like, fine, if you really want to listen to it, then fine, I'll, like, let you listen to it. But just don't blame me if you think it's, like, weird. She did think it was weird. She wasn't, like, shaming me for it. She was just like, man, like, this is, like, whoa. And I totally stopped it right before, like, the sex parts. So it just sounded more like I was just voice acting, which was fine. And so, yeah, and then we listened to a couple other people's. I think I pulled up some, but here's the thing I discovered. Because we were on our way to a kids' party that we were working. And so we couldn't really, like, I couldn't really give her, like, headphones. So we played it in the car. And mine came out nice and, like, loud and, like, clear. But everyone else's was so super quiet. It was, like, so weird to me that these people's, like, audios were this quiet. I can barely even hear some of them. Like, I played... I played some of Todd's stuff for sure. Because it's Todd. I was like, I thought it was a pretty safe bet if I played... I just, like, sprayed flour in my face. I thought it would be a safe bet if I played Todd's stuff, because everyone always likes his stuff, and he's a popular, voice person, you know? So I played it, didn't like it at all. I was like, okay, maybe you're more for, like, the higher pitched guy voice stuff. So I played someone's, I think it was Under the Monster's Bed. She's like, not into that either. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it's, like, the subject matter, because some of it, I think Todd's stuff was, like, DDLG or something like that. Some like, BDSM stuff. Wasn't into that, and then Under the Monster's Bed was obviously, like, some creepy stuff, so I was like, okay, we'll play some, like, softer core stuff, and I think we just ended up, what did we look up after that? I think I played Hank's stuff, I think, or, yeah, I played Hank's, and then I played, some F-Stop stuff. I just wasn't into it at all, and I was like, so you're just not into audios, I think, is the issue here. I don't think it's that... you're not into that specific audio. I just don't think that she was really into audios in general, which is fine. Like, I understand. A lot of people don't like audios, like I was saying. I was like, maybe different porn is your thing. Maybe she just couldn't, or maybe, I don't know. There's a whole lot of different factors that could have come into play with her, like, not fully enjoying audio porn. And maybe it was also, like, really weird because I was there and I knew for a fact that she wasn't into women, so... I don't know. Maybe she went in after and, like, started listening to people's stuff and was like, oh, I actually like this after all. I don't know. and that's the story of how I told someone... how I told three people that I do audio porn. Two people being, actually, they, you know what, they were all accepting. They were all very accepting. It's just one of them was, like, really weirded out by it, which is fair. I kind of expected it. Anyway, I kind of expected them all to be like, oh, this is really weird, but, you know, I think the context, like, the situation played heavily into how accepting they were of the news that I do what I do. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I've been talking about for the past hour. Past half an hour. Past hour, I'd say. Has this been an hour already? Already? You know what? That's a lot. That's so sweet again. God. Too much sugar. Even a fourth cup of sugar is too much for this. Oh, gee. May I add some water? And some more, I wasn't using regular flour for this. I ended up just using, pancake batter for it. Just figure it's one of those easier things anyway. And some water for the flour to soak up. Maybe I'll add some more batter into it. You know, just adjust things as I go. Oh man, I have some drama. Not my own drama. Other people's drama, which is way more fun. So that coworker I was just telling you about, the one who may or may not be into audios, she has a brother. And her brother has two daughters. And her brother has two daughters with this one girl that I used to work with, but I don't longer work with. And they've had like this toxic relationship for the longest time, and I don't understand how they're still together, but like I said, like, relationships take work, and maybe they understand that, and she's cheated before, and not like behind his back cheating. God, it's awful. She was like blatantly like, so what it was, the first time around that she cheated, basically, for the first time around, like I say that like I've known about other instances of her cheating, but I don't really. So the time that I heard about her cheating was, they were out at like a bar. I know, starts off so great already. They're at this bar, and they're getting drunk. She has a drinking problem, by the way, I think is what I've been told. So I don't know why they were at this bar. She has a drinking problem. And so she's sloshed out of her mind, I think, and he goes to the washroom for, like, a little bit. You know, as you do when you go to a bar. As you do when you're a human. Go to the washroom. And he comes back to her, like, fully, like, eating, like, making out this one guy's, like, this one guy's face. Making out this one guy's face. Making out with this one guy. Just on his lap, like, fully making out. It's like, oh, well, that's no bueno. As you do. It's like, fuck, like, that's fucked. And at that point, they already had two daughters. So, that tells you what kind of woman she is. So the second piece of drama that has unfolded is about how she went out drinking with some fronds. Some fronds who I later found out were just all guys. And she gets sloshed out of her mind again. Love that this girl with the drinking problem just keeps going out and drinking. And so she goes out, she gets drunk, she's with all these guy friends. She FaceTimes the dude with all her other, like, guy friends in frame. And she's, like, yelling threats at him. She's like, I'm gonna get these guys to beat you up, and we're gonna come over there right now. They're gonna fucking kick the shit out of you and beat the fucking shit out of you. I was like, fuck, like, that's a lot. And keep in mind, like, I'm hearing bits and pieces, like, I'm hearing the full fucking story from, just, like, overhearing it from my coworker, like, telling someone on the phone. And I was like, wow, should I really be hearing this? But I heard the whole thing anyway, so it's my piece of adventure now. My piece of adventure, what? I wasn't even there. Anyway, fuck. Yeah, so she was fucking threatening the dude. What a mad lad. And they actually go over to their house. They live together. Actually, more backstory on this girl. She, remember when I told you that we used to work together? Yeah. So, on our drives home, and this was before I knew that she was dating that specific dude, she would always rant to me about, like, her terrible boyfriend and how they were never intimate and he never, like, does anything loving anymore, da 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 da. And so, I don't know what their situation is. It's not my business, really. It's not my business. But, man, is the drama fun to talk about. She used to tell me about how he wasn't even sleeping in their room anymore. He would just sleep in the girls' room, and then the girls would go sleep with her. And then I was recently told that that was her decision, that she wanted to sleep with the girls in the bed, and that their bed wasn't big enough because there's two girls, her and her hubbo, her baby daddy, because I don't know if they're married or not. Maybe they are. I don't know. But anyway, that's the dish on that. Oh yeah, and I haven't even finished my story. They fully go over to their house, and he runs away with the girls, obviously, because they're not going to be there. He goes to his mom's house. He's like, Mom, oh my god, I'm going to die. These people. He's crying, and like, as you would be if someone had just threatened to beat you up with a bunch of guys and then showed up at your fucking house. Oh my god. Yeah, and that's that. And I think they're still together. From bits and pieces that I've gleaned over the past week, which is very interesting to me that they're still together, but relationships take work, guys. I don't know. Yeah. That is that. Jesus Christ. Very interesting lives. I'm so happy. Knock on wood. But I don't have to deal with anything like that. So. I don't know. People are so problematic sometimes. This pear is so good. Okay. I think all I have left to do now is doing the dishes. And then once I do, I can edit. Get everything all cleaned up. Yeah, I think I'll do that off recording. Because there's a lot of dishes. And I think it's going to be really loud with like all the Pyrex and like spoons in there. I say that like I have a million spoons in there, but I just know for a fact it's going to be really loud and noisy. So I'm going to sign off here. Thank you for listening. If you are still listening, I think you stayed for the juicy drama. I really appreciate it. It's been a while since I did one of these. So hopefully you don't think that I've done too many. If you do think I've done too many, let me know. I'll try to get more audios out. Toot sweet. Just the past couple of weeks I've been feeling very no bueno. Mentally, physically. Also, I've also been really busy with work too. So, conventional work. This is also a job, but I actually enjoy this job. Yeah. I've tried to not change up my mindset, but I feel like I've sort of almost
been in a slump lately, whereas I used to wake up and be like, oh my god, I can't believe I get to wake up and, like, do this for, like, a living. Like, it's not my main source of living, but it's kind of like a living, and I'm just so happy to have found something that I love doing every single time. And I don't know, like, there are some not as fun bits, obviously, but for the most part, I enjoy doing it, and I just need to get back into that mindset of loving what I do. And I think a lot of the stress recently has been coming from the theft that I've had to deal with. I've had to file a lot of copyright claims because I think it's one person who's just saved my audios who just keeps on uploading it for whatever reason. I don't know. I've dealt with it. I will continue to deal with it. It's not really a big deal. It just got me down. But anyway, not to ramble. I'm going to get into a more positive mindset. I'm going to work out more because that helps me get into a positive mindset. I'm gonna make that channel where I have to make updates on my workouts so I feel more obligated to work out every day. I talked about doing that before, but I never ended up doing it. Don't know why. Yeah, I'm gonna make a to-do list. I'm going to work on my Choose Your Own Adventure. I'm going to work on that 14-part Halloween series, which, not gonna lie, I haven't even started recording it because of all the shit that's been going down lately, but I'm going to try recording it tomorrow and the next day, get it all edited, and hopefully by the 31st, I'll have it done. Yes. 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 Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Mwah.